As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, June the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Not so much news today, but some news nevertheless. Hard facts, certainly that. And workable solutions for you. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are also always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. There's going to be some new contact information coming up here in a minute. But bvlhost@centurytel.net, that still works. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out again, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, at AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. That contact information is available this morning at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Also, new development over the weekend on Friday past. Doug Owen donated a considerable amount of his own time and helped me to set up a website. So there is now a Become Vocal Local website on the web. And you can get there easily enough at becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org. Again, just type it into your browser, becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org, and our website should pop right up there, where you will find this morning a new chat room on the web. So the vocallocal.chattango.com chat room can be accessed directly from the homepage of the Become Vocal Local webpage. Do that. I'll check back in there. We'll see if I can multitask my way around and become interactive in a chat room. The BP Macondo oil spill, catalyst for the green agenda. We'll talk about that briefly. U.S. oil prices definitely going to be rising sometime in your future. The John Stuart Mill, we'll go back into that again on representative government. Take advantage of this rather slight news day and cover that with greater detail and vigor. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Monday. Again, June the 7th, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago, found gold trading off $7.60 at $1,212.40 a troy ounce. Silver off 5 cents at $17.36 an ounce for the spot market there. Bullion gold, $17.36, and platinum down 12 at $1,499. Palladium drops $4 in early trading, trades at $421 an ounce. We'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. Much more to come in today's two-hour broadcast.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word Oracle into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, June the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's close out that market report. Again, we find gold trading off $7.60 at $1,212.40 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time in New York City. Silver off 5 cents at $17.36 an ounce. Platinum down 12 at $14.99. Palladium loses $4 in early trading, trades at $421 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far, very narrow band in there, 10 bucks. A spread starting the low at $1,210.10 for the low and $1,220.20 for high. $10.10 in there. But at $12,1240, your gold is up $257.90 an ounce for a 27.02% return on your investment year to year. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the boys in London fixed the price at $12,1240, and by golly, don't you know that's right where it was standing at 9 o'clock a.m. The SPDR gold shares remain unchanged over the weekend at 1,286.36 tons, ostensibly on their website, for a $49.77 billion holding in the precious metal, ostensibly. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, everybody was shocked and amazed, no doubt, and surprised to see that it closed down on Friday 324 points. Now below 10,000 again, trading at 9,931. The NASDAQ equally lost 84 points on Friday, trading down to 2219. The S&P 500 index dropped 38. Likewise, traded and closed out at 1,065. Crude oil this morning off 6 cents. A barrel at trading at $71.45 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. Don't expect that low price on oil to remain with us for long, however, I'm afraid. The U.S. dollar index this morning drops another basis point, trades at 88.25. You can find out all about the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s trade-weighted basket of currencies and so much more on their website. Browse it up. It's the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. I think it's theice.com. I'm not positive. I'd have to go back and check. Been a while. I've got it bookmarked. The Forex market this morning, the foreign exchange rates, the Canadian loonie up 52 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 20 basis points at 8 cents U.S., as it is always pegged as it is to the U.S. dollar, it seems. The euro, however, goes in the other direction, down another 18 basis points this morning, trading at $1.20 U.S. Not good news for the euro. It continues its decline. The British pound bumps up 19 basis points, trades at $1.45, and the Swiss franc didn't come up on my browser this morning, as it didn't. I don't know why, just didn't do it. And the bond market this morning, the two-year bond, 0.75%. You can buy two-year bonds at $100, but the yield is 0.75. The 10-year bonds are at 3.23. And the 30-year bond, treasury bonded indebtedness is running about 4.17. With that for a market report, let's go on into the economic calendar. There's not a whole lot of really interesting news out there, at least not that I found. Perhaps Godzilla's doing chin-ups on the Golden Arch in St. Louis, but if he is, he's doing so quietly I didn't see it. But here, the economic calendar is going to be rather interesting this week. Nothing major happening. Perhaps it'll be a reasonably calm week. I don't know. We'll have to see. But for today, we're going to get consumer credit consensus out at 3 o'clock this afternoon. They've got some four-week bills, a three-month bill auction, and a six-month bill auction coming today. Tomorrow, the Red Book comes out. Doesn't look like anything big. Three-year note auction is going to happen at 1 o'clock. Just dropping down through the list here, seeing what's happening. Benjamin Bernanke is scheduled to speak on Wednesday at 4 o'clock. That ought to make for an interesting closing. On the marketplace, the international trade consensus comes out on Thursday. Jobless claims, again, a consensus on Thursday. Bill announcements and so on. Treasury budget consensus Thursday late. And then retail sales will come out on Friday, and business inventories Friday as well. So this week might be relatively light in the financial rock and roll business, and that would be really nice. We could use a nice quiet week one time here. Here's a little bit more U.S. news off of Bloomberg. U.S. $13 trillion debt is poised to overtake the gross domestic product chart of the day. That's rather important, very important. Realize that our debt exceeds our gross domestic product. Things are looking worse and getting even more so. This article by Garfield Reynolds and Wes Goodman, just share a bit of it with you. June 4th, this is Friday's news. President Barry the Usurper is poised to increase the U.S. debt to a level that exceeds the value of the nation's annual economic output, a step towards what Bill Gross calls a debt super cycle. All right, now we've been hearing about this for some time, but it's coming on us now more and more in the news. The chart of the day tracks U.S. gross domestic product and the government's debt total, which rose past $13 trillion for the first time this month. The amount owed will surpass GDP in 2012 based on forecasts by the International Monetary Fund. The lower panel shows U.S. Annual GDP growth as tracked by the IMF, which projects the world's largest economy to expand at a slower pace than the 3.2% average during the past five decades. Over the term, interest rates on government debt will likely have to rise to attract investors. And we see these interest rates on long-term debt, 30-year this morning, 4.17, the 10-year at 3.23, and the 2-year at 0.75. continuing here, said, again, the over the long term interest rates on government debt will likely have to rise to attract investors. He ought to know. Hiroki Shimizu, a market an economist in Tokyo at the Nikko Cordial Securities, Inc., a unit of Japan's third largest publicly traded bank, quote, that will be a big burden on the government and the people, jacking up the interest rates on long-term debt. Gross, who runs the world's largest mutual fund at PIMCO in Newport Beach, California, said in his June Outlook report that, quote, the debt super cycle trend, close quote, suggests the U.S. economic growth won't be enough to support the borrowings. Quote, if real interest rates were ever to go up instead of down, close quote. Dan Fuss, who manages the Loomis Sales Bond Fund, which beat 94% of competitors last year, said last week that he sold all of his treasury bonds because of prospects interest rates will rise at the U.S. as the U.S. borrows unprecedented amounts. Now, it just, forever, it has always just amazed me how this process even works. You'd think you would buy bonds if the interest rates were going up because they would give you more back. But that's not the way, apparently, it works. Go figure. Incremental borrower of funds in the U.S. capital markets is rapidly becoming the U.S. Treasury, and that's something we've been hearing for a long time. The U.S. is actually buying its own debt. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So as they say, sometimes what goes around comes around. Let's jump across the pond and go over to England. Look at the Cameron government. They're basically saying the same things that we're saying right here in the U.S. One could only understand that would happen. Cameron says the debt burden is worse than we thought. All right. Get debt. Yeah, Cameron, you know, the new government, England. UK Prime Minister David Cameron, New News, Bloomberg. UK Prime Minister, this written by Robert Hutton and Thomas Penny. UK Prime Minister David Cameron, preparing voters for the deepest spending cuts in a generation, said the previous Labour government left the public finances in a weaker state than he anticipated. You remember back, you know, we heard what a flurry it has been over the last 8 or 9 years talking about the Great Generation. Yeah, the Great Generation, the Great Society, Lyndon Baines Johnson, but the Great Generation. The Great Generation, World War One, World War Two, the parents of the baby boomers, the Great Generation. Well, all those contracts and agreements, all those privileges, all those benefits, all those entitlements promised to them, the things that they acquiesced to, the things that their silence simply implied assent, the Federal Reserve Act coming in, the IRS, the creation of this military collection arm for the Federal Reserve banking system, and all of that, all of those kinds of agreements ostensibly die when the generation passes on, which it is. And so we can understand a little better than when the UK Prime Minister again talks about spending cuts, the deepest spending cuts in a generation. Because it's basically canceling out all of the moral, implied, psychological debts from one generation to the next. So the pillaging that has gone on in the last 70, 80 years, 100 years, is going to take a new face with the new generations. The baby boomers are going to get their comeuppance right about here. And in England as well. Continuing, the overall scale of the problem is even worse than we thought, Cameron said in a speech today in Milton Keynes. Milton Keynes, yeah, John Maynard Keynes, you know. Milton Keynes, 50 miles north of London. Quote, how we deal with these things will affect our economy, our society, indeed our whole way of life. Goes around, comes around, comes to England, comes to the United States relatively soon. UK's Conservative Liberal Democrat coalition, what a mouthful that is, eh? is seeking broader public backing for cuts that will be the deepest since Margaret Thatcher was Prime Minister in the 1980s, and that will last longer than any other since World War II. The pound has fallen more than 10% against the dollar this year amid the concern the government will struggle to fix the public finances. You're going to see more and more and more of the entitlements and the grants in aid shut off, the spigots shut off. Of course, if you listen to The Vantage Point last evening with Michael Vail, you find that they're taking this money out of Social Security and some of the other trust funds and channeling it into the new Space Wars program. Anyway, that's going to continue to plague us for some time in the future if we don't act now. Cameron laid the ground for the emergency budget. The emergency budget, sound familiar? Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the only thing you have to fear is fear itself. Brought us into the Emergency Powers Act and all of that. Rot. Anyway, Cameron laid the ground for the emergency budget on June 22nd, in which Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, will set out the overall reductions needed to tackle a deficit that swelled to 11.1% of the gross domestic product in the year through March, among the highest in the group of seven. All right, and we're looking at debt equaling our GDP here in the U.S. He said Treasury estimates show government debt interest costs heading towards 70 billion pounds or $101 billion in the 5 years' time, up from 31 billion pounds in the last fiscal year. Today, we spend more on debt interest than we do on running schools in England, Cameron said. But 70 billion pounds means spending more on debt interest than we currently do on running schools, plus on combating climate change, plus all that we spend on transport. You would think that in England, the real emphasis would be on stopping this insane process of borrowing from the international financial community at interest and return to a different form of monetary policy where we actually create the money ourselves without any interest at all. But of course, he probably hasn't the testicular fortitude to advance that yet. We'll see where he goes in the future. Housing, education, a full spending review in the fall will set budgets for each department for the 3 years entering April 2011. Know how he, what kind of creative math they're doing with that. With the Institute for Fiscal Studies predicting that areas including transport, housing, and higher education could face cuts of as much as a quarter. Well, there's a lot more into it. Talks about the labor, incredible plans, and all of that. But it's all up on the Bloomberg website for you today. Here's a little bit more along the same line. Not really, but similar news. News. That's what it is. BP spill shows a profit buying 2018 oil, selling spot. Yeah, just when you thought that the oil spill was an environmental disaster, you see that it really is just a profit move for the global oil market. But here it is. The oil market is signaling new news, Bloomberg. June the 7th, Alexander Kwiatkowski and Margaret Margot, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. The oil market is signaling that prices have nowhere to go but up as the biggest spill in U.S. history curbs drilling and makes it more expensive to develop new fields. And along the lines of what we've been talking about right here and on Oracle Unleashed these last couple of weeks. You're going to have to expect that it's going to happen. You start shutting off all of the oil exploration in the Gulf and get BP to back off and stop drilling in the Arctic. And that means that we, instead of having decreasing dependency on foreign oil sources and OPEC, they'll have to go up. And that's exactly where the globalists would like to keep the United States of America. Continuously dependent on foreign oil sources so that they can continually drive us to poverty and starve us to death for oil as we go forward into the green agenda. But anyway, here we go. Crude's premium for delivery in 8 years compared with today's price rose 86%. Since the BP PLC leased Deepwater Horizon rig, well, we don't need to go through all that. More regulation may add $5 to the contracts in coming years, according to the Deutsche Bank. The usurper extended a ban on new deepwater permits and exploration by Royal Dutch Shell PLC in the Alaskan Arctic for 6 months, putting off limits as much as 23.2 billion barrels of potential resources. You got to ask yourself, folks, why is it that Royal Dutch Shell and the British Petroleum are all over the Arctic? Alaskan Arctic. Why is that? It just, to me, it's an absurdity, all right? Anyway, just continuing here. The number of rigs drilling in the Gulf of Mexico plunged 50% last week. Apparently, they're just shutting these guys down. Shutting them down. One here, one there. Everybody shuts down. Price of oil's going to go up. Watch.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, in the weeks and months past, we've reported on numerous occasions about how we've got an absolute glut of oil. We've got an absolute glut of oil not only on the planet, but also in tankers all around the world. You know, they're brim full in Oklahoma, they're brim full in Texas and other places, but we've got these ocean-going vessels, you know, that are sitting out there just absolutely filled with liquid petroleum, natural gas, crude oil, just waiting. You know, I read one article to you. There was if you were to line them all up, it would be a line 27 miles long if they were all just bow to stern, bow to stern. As people all around the world are, you know, taking it in their pocketbook. And as unemployment continues to soar and soar and soar, and the jobless numbers continue to get worse and worse and worse, people aren't rushing off to work 5 days and 6 days and 7 days a week like they were not long ago. People don't have the extra money in their pocket to take a holiday or a vacation or whatever. It's not happening. People are starting to, you know, check their list and go over it twice before they ever go embark to a grocery, maybe even for the first time in their life, making grocery lists. And as this continues, and as the economic system continues to crumble and get weaker and weaker and weaker, the demand for oil and natural gas and petroleum products of all kinds is going to continue to diminish. Well, you know that really ticks off the sun god, BP, and the Shell Queen, British Petroleum Queen Beatrix. And so they don't want to alter their lifestyles. They don't want to stop their expansion. They don't want to continue, you know, have to back off at all. So what they do to make up for it is they jack up the prices. Well, the only way that they can really justify jacking up the prices is to cry wolf and scarcity. And so we can see perhaps that Macondo oil well, quote-unquote leak, geyser, gusher, or volcano, however you want to style it, the idea that maybe it was allowed to happen starts to loom larger, and accidental origins start to fade into the dark. Halliburton, Cameron, Deepwater Horizon, Anadarko, BP, all of these players, their board of directors interlocked with Federal Reserve bankers, and we've heard about Tony Hayward dumping stocks just before this thing, and we've heard about Peter Sutherland and his involvement in that as a chairman of Goldman Sachs, and Goldman Sachs selling off a lot of stock shares just before this occurred. This looks like a remedial method or a remedial process being foisted on the people of the world by the master blasters of petroleum. Well, here's a little bit more. Barry the Usurper said, stop drilling, and now we're seeing the result, said Adam Szymański, the chief energy economist at the Deutsche Bank in Washington. Quote, before all is said and done, we're going to lose more rigs in the Gulf, close quote. A one-year worldwide delay in deep water drilling may cut 500,000 barrels a day from the 2013 supply, according to Sanford C. Bernstein analysts. While that's less than 3% of daily U.S. consumption, it's almost enough to fuel Argentina, Latin America's third biggest economy. Future oil costly? Oil for delivery in December of 2018 traded at $92.78 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange on June the 4th. Now you just go ahead and allow inflation numbers to adjust and run from 2010 forward eight years, $92.78 kind of looks like a bargain right now to me, but it's still closer and closer to that $100 a barrel oil going forward. That spread has grown by $9.82 or 86% since April the 19th, the day before the accident. That's quite the spread. To profit from a wider premium, investors would need to buy a December 2018 futures contract and sell one for nearer delivery and then reverse those trades once the spread expands. As prices approach $100 for delivery in 2018, the latest contract on the NYMEX crude for this year is sinking. On concern Europe's debt crisis will derail the global economic recovery. July oil fell 14% in May, we saw that, the most for 1 month since December of 2008. Prices tumbled 4.2% on June the 4th after a government report showed that the U.S. added fewer jobs than forecast. You know, we talk about the petrodollar. We start talking about oil and major changes in oil output and production and exploration. You know, we're messing with the petrodollar here in a big way. BP shares have collapsed, losing 33% of their value since April the 19th amid mounting costs of the cleanup and damage to the company's reputation. That's goodwill. And as their goodwill goes into the toilet, the value of their company goes down as well. The prospect of higher costs and a crackdown on drilling are driving up future prices because world demand in 2015 will rise 2.3% from now to 88.4 million barrels a day, according to the International Energy Agency in Paris. And the article continues and continues. It's lengthy. You might take a look up on Bloomberg this morning, BP spill. And let's see what we've got here. The last thing over here. I think we're just about done with the news. Let's set the news basket aside. Got a storm moving in overhead, and hopefully it'll allow me to finish the broadcast uninterrupted. We've been talking about John Stuart Mill. course, we've had to set him aside so many times because the news basket was just overflowing with new news. But I want to start in on this a little bit more this morning and get a better understanding of just what it is that we mean when we say philosophical radicalism. These guys, James Mill, his father, John Stuart Mill, Jeremy Bentham, and so many others, are the philosophical radicals of England, and they had a tremendous impact on the globe. Some say John Stuart Mill is one of the preeminent philosophers and political economists of his time, writing as he was back in the 1850s, 1860s in that area. So let's go in and finish out. We started just simply from an encyclopedia. You know, I always like to go to the dictionaries first, define our terms, then go into the encyclopedias, find out what we can find in general terms, pick up as many clues and as leads as possible there. Certainly you could go into the Internet, for those that are on the Internet, and go to Wikipedia and grouse about in there and follow the hot links. But I'm just using a 1951 edition of the Encyclopedia Americana, and it is just loaded with material and has a whole long list of all of the various kinds of books and things like that that you could take your inquiry into greater detail with. And, of course, in encyclopedias, generally a quality set, they'll have an index, and they will show you in the index all of the various articles where you might find your subject matter in the rest of the encyclopedia, which is often revealing because it's a way that the encyclopedists can hide links to other groups and organizations that you might be surprised to find some of these people have. But let's just pick it up right where we left off on Friday. We're talking about John Stuart Mill here. We've already figured out that his father was a cobbler, his mother was a farmer's daughter. His early abilities were so marked that great care was taken with his education. And as a very young lad, he was introduced to and became fluent in Greek and Latin. Very early on, he got involved in the highest levels of mathematics and other thinking. He became a logician in his own studies. And so, a very, very powerful mind. And as we read his writings, you'll see that this is not a small-time thinker. This ain't a small-time kind of a guy. Anyway, let's pick it up here. He was one of an ardent party of philosophical radicals. He was one of an ardent party of philosophical radicals. Now, this is a little bit more extreme, if you will, than the idea of the Tea Party today. But the Tea Party could be construed lightly, generally, as philosophical radicals in America today, coming as they are from both the Republican parties, the Democratic parties, the Libertarian parties, the Green parties, coming together and looking at the current administrations and their failures as something that they could amend. But as in the time of John Stuart Mill and Jeremy Bentham, they were looking at changing legislation, not changing the system. And as you know on this broadcast, I advocate the abolition of the established two-party political system. Change the system first.
The 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powdered seeds and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, we're looking at John Stuart Mill, this out of the Encyclopedia Americana, where it writes, the writers say this, in the winter of 1822 to 1823, John Stuart Mill planned a society to which he gave the name utilitarian, and thus brought the term into common use. And dropping down again, we find that he was one of an ardent party of philosophic radicals, and his object in life was to be a reformer of the world. A reformer of the world. Pretty grand thinking there. Jeremy Bentham, Malthus, Ricardo were influential upon this group, but several new influences, excuse me, now began to unsettle his political and social views. Coleridge, especially through Maurice and Mill's intimate friends Sterling, Carlyle, Goethe, Wordsworth, and the Saint Simonians, gave broader views of human interests and greater importance to feelings and sentiments than James Mill and Jeremy Bentham. And this is quite the list. Goethe, you know, the Saint Simonians, that's Claude Henri Duvivroy Saint Simon. This is St. Simon and Auguste Comte here, very powerful, very influential in his mind. Sterling, Carlyle, continuing, dropping down a bit further. The most important, especially, in leading him to apply his abstract principles to the actual state of society and estimate their bearing upon human interests and sympathies more clearly than and widely than he would have otherwise done. And so before the age of computing, really, we've got a thinker on the map, and a very good thinker at that, who is starting to think more in global terminology, and he's looking at the world, and he's trying to come to some understandings of how governments operate. how people function, how the global elite, how they function, how they interact, and their influences upon society, and so much more that we're going to find out about in the next few days. But anyway, continuing, again, back to the encyclopedia, he says, let's see, he maintained with Mrs. Taylor, all right, Mrs. Taylor, which they don't discuss very much here at all, he maintained with her for 20 years a friendship of increasing intimacy, and after the death of her husband, he married her in 1851, so it would be up to us to dive in and find out who this Mrs. Taylor would be. Mill loved his wife tenderly and spoke of her notably in his autobiography and in the dedication of the volume On Liberty, which I have here in front of me, which was a joint production in terms which seemed extravagant to his friends. A third period of Mill's mental progress fell at about the time between the first and the third editions of his Political Economy. That was published 1848 to 1852. So we've got On Liberty, you know, the libertarians, On Liberty, and we've got Political Economy, so he's a political economist as well. And in the early period, he writes in his autobiography, quote, "I was a Democrat, but not the least of a socialist." Very important words there. All right. "I was a Democrat, comma, but not the least of a socialist." In other words, he was a socialist as well. And that's why we can understand that this idea of Democrat has in the last 100 years basically just been code for socialism. "We were now much less Democrats than I had been, because so long as education continues to be so wretchedly imperfect, we dreaded the ignorance and especially the selfishness and brutality of the mass." The ignorance and the brutality of the mass. "And as long as education continues to be so wretchedly imperfect." You see, some of the things that have happened long ago, happening again now. "But our ideal of ultimate improvement went far beyond democracy and would class us decidedly under the general designation of socialists." All right? Libertarians, take note. In 1858, his wife died of congestion of the lungs in Avignon. When the Civil War in America broke out, he contributed a strong article on the side of the North. Just to find out where some of these allegiances lie and where these influences fall, which you can only find oftentimes in a well-written encyclopedia article when they're taking a broad view rather than the narrow scope. In 1865, he was elected a member of Parliament from Westminster and took an active part in the support of various reform measures. And these reform measures are absolutely essential to understand carrying on the Jeremy Bentham transformation of English law, making things codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. All of the grants and aids, the entitlements coming on. His later years were spent in literary labors until his death, which occurred at Avignon. He had then come to be generally regarded as the foremost living philosopher and economist of England. Pretty strong. And then it goes on through all of his published works. I'll spare you the list, but it's lengthy. The keynote to Mill's method is found in the individualism which he inherited from the 18th century. This meant associationalism in logic and psychology, a metaphysical conception of reality as made up of separate phenomena, an ethical theory that made pleasure and pain the motives of action, laissez-faire in political economy, and the political doctrine that the end of government is to protect each individual in the possession of the produce of his labor. Now, you're going to find so much of that in so many of the modern writings that it helps to know where the fountain is. Where is the spring from which this stream began flowing? But in all these various fields, he passed the bounds set by his inheritance. In other words, he wasn't just a copyist, and he wasn't just a plagiarist. He took the ideas of his day and his predecessors, and he laid them out in a system, as did Auguste Comte, as did Henry St. Simon and others. And he built upon the past, much as we need to do today. We very carefully research the past. We research the history. And we look forward into a future of greater and greater freedom and less tyrannical and despotic control placed upon our lives. And yet we find ourselves in the future always, or find ourselves in the present always falling forward into the future. It's going to be up to us to chart the next 100 years. If we don't, others will chart it for us. And we'll just have to live with the consequences. And choices do have consequences. And do-nothing is a valid choice. But unfortunately for the do-nothings, they'll just have to accept choices that are made for them by others. As a logician, Mill's greatest contribution was his treatment of induction or inductive reasoning. The four methods of agreement, difference, residues, and concomitant variations had been mentioned by J. Herschel, but were by Mill first brought out clearly. In the first part of his Logic, in other words, his book, Logic, which deals with the nature and the conditions of knowledge, he attempts with only partial success to give logic a more vital relation to truth and fact than it had borne since Hobbes and Locke, John Locke, whom we've also read here, and Thomas Hobbes, Leviathan, from which we've also read on this broadcast. He insists that the propositions concern things, not ideas. Things, not ideas. Ideas, however, have been by other logicians expressed as things. Ideas being things also. But it's always so difficult for the logicians. They have to come up with these little appendages. They have to come up with these definitions for their concepts and constructs. That there are real kinds, not merely class names. That cause is not to be defined with Hume as invariable antecedent, but as unconditional antecedent or sum of conditions. You see the value, perhaps, of going into just these encyclopedias. One could spend months unraveling the mysteries that are being revealed here by the authors of just this, rather than proceeding away from the encyclopedia and other things, sticking with the encyclopedia until you understood all of just these ideas. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, June the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Now, beginning our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, looking into who is John Stuart Mill and what is utilitarianism, what influence and impact has he had on the world and on the systems of government that we now live under. Profound individual, no doubt about that. Before we go on, I will mention once again, for those just joining us, that over the weekend, Become Vocal Local has been launched now as a website. Certainly been off the internet for well over a year. But you can certainly find that easily done, becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org. Either way, browse it up, becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org. There's not much on the website yet, still a work in progress. There is a chat room, however. I will be posting contact information and other stuff. And as soon as I figure out whether I'm going to be posting things with PDF files or otherwise, I'll start bringing some of the material from my copybook onto the internet for the first time. But with that behind us, let us go forward and simply say that the call-in numbers throughout the broadcast are 866-841-1065. You're certainly welcome to call in if you've got ideas. We've been letting you know that we're going to go into a study of John Stuart Mill now for over a week. So maybe some of you have got some specific questions or ideas or thoughts or reflections about Mill and his influence, and you're welcome to call in and share that with the audience. Also in the Austin, Texas area, 512-904-8014. So once again, back into an encyclopedia study. As I mentioned in the previous hour, I always like to, when I'm coming into something new, if you were looking up utilitarianism, for instance, in your dictionary, you go first to the dictionary, try and find a grasp, get a better grasp of that word, and then proceed from the dictionary. Oftentimes, and almost always, I go from the dictionaries into the encyclopedias. And then from the encyclopedias, I let the encyclopedias point me through the various bibliographies and the references and the names and the dates and the places that are mentioned in the better encyclopedia articles into an extended research, which if you're looking up something like someone like John Stuart Mill or some concept like utilitarianism, it can run you for a year's worth of study easily. Very easily. In fact, one of the great challenges of doing daily radio broadcasts is trying to maintain my other studies and research and continue to grow mentally myself at the same time of bringing stuff out to you, the listeners, that I've studied in the years past. And so it's a long process. It is a lifelong process, I'm confident. But it's a very rewarding process because it gives you so much greater insight when we look at, as we do each morning, the little news basket from the Global Regurgitorium. Anywho, back to the article once again, this out of the Encyclopedia Americana, the hard copy in front of me open on my radio table, published back in 1951, this article likely written well before that in this particular series of encyclopedias. Anywho, back once again, he, continuing, talking about John Stuart Mill, he insists once again that propositions concern things, not ideas, and that there are real kinds, not merely class names, that cause is not to be defined with Hume as invariable antecedent, but as unconditional antecedent or sums of conditions. You can see the mind here is getting deep. We're not just grazing around the edge. We're not just in here with a teaspoon. We're coming in with a tanker. We're coming in with a steam shovel. And we're going to be scooping out a lot of brain power as we go through this study of John Stuart Mill, which we'll continue right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we will continue now back to our little bit here on John Stuart Mill. For those of you just joining us, again, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, definitely picks us up in our second hour of today's broadcast. This is Monday, June the 7th, 2010. This is a live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. And for all of those of you that have emailed me and asked why I don't have a chat room, well, there is one this morning. You can go to becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org in your browser, and you'll come up to a new website that was created over the weekend. Thank you, Doug Owen, for your capable assistance there in making that happen. But there is a website now, and there is a chat room, and in the weeks and months ahead, I'll continue to build that website. As of right now, it's just a bare-bones template, but you're certainly welcome to jump in there and enjoy the chat room. I'll be looking in there myself from time to time during the breaks. But anyway, back to our study. We're looking at John Stuart Mill, big guy, big name, very important, very influential, perhaps the foremost philosopher and economist of England in his day. definitely a political economist as well. But continuing matter, he holds, he remains true. I'm reading from an encyclopedia now. He remains true to his older presuppositions in holding out that reasoning is from particular to particular. From particular to particular. And that axioms owe their force to association matter, he holds, following Berkeley, is only permanent possibilities of sensation. Now, there's a lot to John Locke in that as well. In his view of the self, on the one hand, he considers that we can know, we can know only states of consciousness. I'll say that again, kind of stumbled on it. In his view of the self, on the one hand, he considers that we can know only states of consciousness, and that the law of association in the governing principle, and that the conceptions by which knowledge is organized are impressed upon the mind from without. This has a lot to do with John Locke. We studied that as well, is that things are not, you don't come into this world with your brain just packed full of all kinds of knowledge, let's say, but that all of these things come from without and are impressed upon the mind through the course and through your walk in life, and from what those impressions might be, we then form our understandings or differing states of consciousness. And that's going to become even more important as we begin to study the difference between liberty and freedom. Continuing, he says here that in his view of the self, again, on the one hand, he considers that we can know only states of consciousness, that the law of association is the governing principle, we associate one with the next, and that the conceptions by which knowledge is organized are impressed upon the mind from without. On the other hand, he recognizes the paradox that something which ex hypothesis is but a series of feelings can be aware of itself as a series. That's really interesting, more than I want to go into at this moment. But when the self starts to realize that it's building chains of understanding and it's reflecting on itself actually building those chains of understanding, it opens the mind up to greater work, to say it simply as I can. He therefore admits that the mind or the ego is something different from any series of feelings or possibilities of them. We're starting at this early time in the 1800s, starting to set up these various levels of consciousness, layers, but also realizing that the body, as I like to say it, basically a chalice that carries around the mind, the spirit, but that the mind is operating almost separate from the body and may continue and persist even after the body perishes. He therefore admits that the mind or the ego is something different from any series of feelings or possibilities of them, while then he holds to the doctrine of circumstances as determining character. He is careful to insist that this is not a necessity in the ordinary sense. In other words, it's not a necessity that circumstance establishes your character. Here he's intimating the possibility that you can alter your character without having influence of exterior circumstance or stimuli. He is careful again not to insist that this is a necessity in the ordinary sense. Our own desires can do much to change or to shape those circumstances. And so we start building in this idea of desire as well. And this is going to become quite important when we start to get into some of the deeper levels of his understanding of government and governing systems and society and peoples in general. And then we can start to understand the importance of Edward Bernays and propaganda and other influences, external influences that can shape public opinion and cross currents of public opinion, which then have a way of shaping law and legislation. As an economist, John Stuart Mill, attempted to follow the general plan of Adam Smith, and that brings in, invokes the study of Adam Smith's The Wealth of Nations, written back in 1776, and give the science a more concrete form than it had received at the hands of Ricardo. And so you've got John Stuart Mill, you've got Adam Smith, and you've got Ricardo, three huge writers, and much to read to understand this launch pad from which modern times really come. To treat it not merely as an abstract science of the economic man, but as a branch of social philosophy, and this is important as well, because we go back and look at Adam Weishaupt, looking at the creation of economics as a new science there at that time period coming forward. You can see the influence that economic news has on the world. We go through the Bloomberg News articles on a daily basis to look at the influence that the economic sector is having on the planet. Anyway, dropping into it again, to treat it not merely as an abstract science of the economic man, but as a branch of social philosophy, so interlinked with all the other branches that its conclusions are only true conditionally. So we start to look at the economic order and their influence on everything, whether they're meeting at Davos or whether they're meeting in the Bilderberg or wherever they might be meeting, at the G7, the G20, and so on, and look at the economic man as a branch of social philosophy that through the alteration or the amendation of economics and economic theories, it changes how man exists on this planet, his relationship. If I said that right. The current economists had aroused the antagonisms of the working classes. Malthusianism held out a grim prospect of increasing stress with an increase of population. And that's an important one there as well. You know, Malthus, the scarcity theory. As population numbers grow and grow and grow, we're just going to run out of everything. Pretty soon we'll run out of room. If you keep running the math the way that Malthus had it, the next thing you know, we'd be standing on each other's shoulders 6, 8, 10, 12 high. But we know that is as false as John Maynard Keynes. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Rebel Path. Sundays.
So as we're continuing to find, we're not going to be dealing with a small brain here when we're dealing with John Stuart Mill. His article here in this encyclopedia is many pages long, at least several. We're going to cover most of it, too. And I've got a stack of books here on the table as well that we can go to as we as time continues. But we're going to find that this fellow is a pretty when it comes to, when he finally gets down to writing. It is really tough to poke holes in the things that he has to say. It really is. And that the great benefit there is his study of logic, and that he's not just pontificating a bunch of nonsense. He's actually thinking through this stuff, and he comes to his decisions, obviously, based upon careful study and examination, proving all things, as they say, and holding fast to that which is meet for education and instruction. But again... he's looking at all of the big thinkers in his day, and they were looking at him as well. But Ricardo's presentation of the laws of wages seemed to condemn as absolutely futile all efforts to raise wages, whether by voluntary association or by political action. If you haven't studied Ricardo, I would recommend that you at least instrumentally or initially jump up and look at his articles from the Wikipedia. Ricardo, just type it in Wikipedia, Ricardo Wiki, and you'll get it. The repeal of the corn laws would, it was feared, ultimately benefit the employers instead of the employed. That was one of the real problems in the day. They had the same kind of trouble today or then as we have today, where you've got this small fragment of population that seem to be, and maybe very well the same families, seem to be raking all the profits off the top, leaving nothing but crumbs for people to follow to the Become Vocal Local chat room, which you can find at vocallocal.org, by the way. And we have some people in the chat room already. Maybe you should jump in there so they don't feel so lonely. Anyway, if the chatters want to go there, there it is. BecomeVocalLocal.com or vocallocal.org and click on the chat button link and you're there. Anyway, Mill had retained the Malthusian doctrine as one of his cornerstones. That's important to understand. Population reduction seems to be old, the transhumanists, etc. He sees hope for the laboring classes only if they will restrict their offspring and thus diminish the supply of their labor. Now, the average person, perhaps looking at an encyclopedia, would just skip over a lengthy article and they wouldn't read it as we do right here on air. But I would hope that you caught that. Let's do it again. Again, his influence. He retained the Malthusian doctrines as one of his cornerstones. So if you read forward, keep that in mind. He retains also the doctrine, excuse me, he sees hope for the laboring classes only if they will restrict their offspring and thus diminish the supply of labor. Of course, we saw that in the 50s and the 60s as we started hearing more and more about the pill, the pill, the pill, the pill, the pill, the pill, the pill. And so more and more young women turned to the pill. And when they turned to the pill to limit their offspring, instead of using the Catholic rhythm method or the condoms, when they turned to the pill to restrict the number of offspring that they might have in their family, following the writings of The Population Bomb and some of the other books that were popular in the day, when they turned to the pill to restrict the number of offspring, they found a new freedom called sexual promiscuity that fit right into the idea of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's when we started to hear about swingers, where husbands and wives would get together with their other husbands and wives, sometimes from church groups or bowling leagues or whatever, and they would start having promiscuous sex using the benefit of the pill, so that they wouldn't have unwanted pregnancies. Of course, the pill wasn't foolproof, and so then they had to follow it up with abortions. If the pill didn't get it, an abortion would. And all of that started to revise drastically or change drastically the moral fabric of this nation. Continuing, he retains also the doctrine that labor is supported by capital, and in his political economy speaks of a wage fund. There's a lot to that. But as an ardent sympathizer with the working class, Mill makes various concessions and suggestions which made his work far less a dismal science. Now, I will say that with Jeremy Bentham and James Mill and John Stuart Mill and so many others, they realized that in order to get their reform legislation passed, appeals made to the working class would be the best route. You know, you've got to have a lot of followers for your plans, your programs, and your systems. The more followers that you can have, the more likely it is that you will have significant or sufficient public opinion and cross-currents of public opinion to then thus actually change or shape law and legislation. And these appeals to the working class and the creation of groups in and amongst them, whether they be labor unions and others, this was the opening door, the opening salvo to what has become modern pluralism. Very important to understand that in this discussion as well. But continuing here, Mill makes various concessions and suggestions which made his work far less a dismal science. And when you're really dealing with truths, it does tend to become a little bit of a dismal science when you start to realize that most of the trouble that we have in this country is not from, let's say, the Federal Reserve banking system, or not from the education system, or not from the pharmacopoeia, or not from the captains of finance and industry, but it can be traced down to something as simple as the established two-party political system, which acts as a smokescreen, a divisor, a dividing stone, the anvil upon which the Fabian socialists beat the people, the idea that was brought forth by Carol Quigley in his Tragedy and Hope, the idea that it gives the people the idea, the sense that they can throw the rascals out, or as earlier stated, the idea that there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two political parties. If we can understand that it's the political parties that stand between where we are today and where we need to be in the very near future, then we can actually start to get rid of the disease. The Federal Reserve banking system was created by an act of Congress. What Congress creates, Congress can change. But until there's political will in Congress to do so, there will be no change. Anyway, that's the idea of becoming vocal local. We'll talk about that in the future. While the laws of the production of wealth are real laws of nature, the modes of its distribution, subject to certain conditions, depend on human will. Human will factors very large at this time, this idea of the age of the Enlightenment. Reason. My will. It's a transition from the Oriental despotisms, the idea of depending on thy will be done, meaning God's will or the Creator's will be done, not my will be done. Very, very important stuff here that he says again, while the laws of the production of wealth are real laws of nature. Here's another little bit of an obfuscation coming in from what our founders meant when they said the laws of nature and nature's God. Anyway, it continues, and it says this: the existing arrangements of society have much to do with determining what shares fall to the laborers, capitalists, and the landlords. And these arrangements may be altered only by the progress of social improvement, socialism, social programming.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again here looking into John Stuart Mill, right out of the Encyclopedia, an easy place to begin a study. I certainly would encourage any all of you when you're out and about, whether you're going to an estate sale or an auction, or if you're driving by and you see a flea market or a used bookstore, to pop in from time to time. They give these sets of encyclopedias away sometimes for next to nothing. This wonderful old set of encyclopedias I picked up for less than $20, together with several other cardboard boxes full of books at a flea market. Just here, you know, here, take this and that and this for 50 cents and this for a dime, and so on and so forth. And you could get a college education for less than a $20 bill if you're willing to invest the time to sit down then and read the stuff. So as more and more people go onto the Internet, more and more of these books get jettisoned out of people's households, and we can take advantage of that and preserve this information. What would you do if the Internet went down tomorrow? You would have no more access to it. all of your Wikipedia and all of your script and everything else, you know, all of the electronic books that you're used to looking at and so on, just poof, gone. Then what? Then what? Then where do we start? We go back into the Dark Ages all over again. But again, the existing arrangements of society have much to do with determining what shares fall to the laborers, capitalists, and landlords, and these arrangements may be altered by the progress of social improvement. Understand the influence here as well of the Saint-Simonians, Auguste Comte, as well, on John Stuart Mill. This is the beginning of sociology. This is in the 1840s, 1850s, the time of Karl Mordecai Marx coming up with Frederick Engels writing the Communist Manifesto and their revolution and counter-revolution, and Proudhon writing at the time as well, and Grote and others. This is a time of an awakening where we started to think globally. We started to look at all of these governments. We started to, as with Auguste Comte and Bichat, putting man. Auguste Comte coined the term sociology. He crowned it the queen of sciences to trump eventually philosophy. And it has. But this idea of putting man in a petri dish and slipping him underneath the electron microscope and examining man in the nth detail. This has been done. And now today, you know, we are the product of this inquiry. We are the product of the B.F. Skinners of the world and the John Deweys of the world and the Freuds and all of the rest of these guys in here monkeying around with our, you know, with our programming. We no longer know who we are and we don't know whose we are. Wouldn't be able to explain it in public to save our lives or for any price, oftentimes. So let's continue then back to John Stuart Mill. At first, he thought only of getting rid of primogeniture and entails and of promoting restraint of population by general education. And that's important, the restraint of population by general education. So much of what we, our young people today, you know, they're learning is comes from educators that they are themselves young, that have only just recently come out of schools with their new degrees in education, and they themselves are but young. Their instructors at the universities, still young themselves, with their degrees, teaching the new educators. You know, eventually you can just keep walking back through all of this, and you can see how rapidly that promoting the restraint of population by general education or by the inculcating the green agenda or any other new movement can be affected through academia, lickety-split. It doesn't take very much money, and it doesn't take very many people to completely control a country such as the size of ours if you just know the places to strike, and they have. So we need to know where they've struck and then go there and begin our repairs. He later came to look for a greater advance in cooperation. And that's cooperation, co-operation, like co-creation. Cooperation. These hyphenated words start coming in. And in the character which this implies, you know, plays well with others. You've seen the T-shirt. In 1869, he definitely retracted the quote-unquote wage fund doctrine, recognizing that there is a considerable range in the wage which economic conditions allow, and hence that trade unions may raise wages to a certain extent. So now we're starting to see trade unions coming on and at us. In his last years, he was especially impressed with the injustice of the places which the landowners occupy at Malthus's feast. That is a very telling little sentence. It'll take a lot of time to sit down and lay that one all out. Land alone has the privilege of steadily rising in value from natural causes. Land alone has the privilege of steadily rising in value from natural causes. Go back and think about, what is the guy's name? Always Will Rogers. I always mistake my name for that, even in school when I was young. Will Rogers. No, it's William Roberts. But Will Rogers, and he said, buy land. They ain't making no more of the stuff. And then he said, when you're buying land, always buy your land in the path of progress and let progress run over the top of you. Again, this looks back to John Stuart Mill, his idea that land alone has the privilege of steadily rising in value from natural causes. And look at the escalation in property values from natural causes. On the coast, small residential properties, one and two bedroom houses, can fetch $150,000, $200,000, $300,000. The same identical piece of, or the same identical construction here in the Midwest, you know, in the southwest portion of Missouri, might pit $50,000 at the outside if it was nicely sited. You know, same building materials, same design, same time period. It's just from natural causes that when you get out along the coastlines and you get out away from the ticks and the chiggers and the heat and the humidity, and you get a chance to look at the Puget Sound and on one side, the Olympic Peninsula and the Olympic Mountain Range, and then turn around and look 180 degrees the other direction, and you see the Cascade Mountain Range, and off in the distance Mount Rainier, and it's the blue sky and all that. Why, the property values just go up and up and up and up. Natural causes. Continuing. And then shortages, supply and demand. The unearned increment should not be for the private owner, but for the nation. Sound familiar? There's a little bit of Marxism coming in. The unearned increment. And so they tax the snake, it's not out of you, on capital gains and whatnot, for this unearned increment. He differed from the more complete socialists in retaining complete competition in his scheme and insisting that the associations for cooperation must be voluntary. Now, our author, they're just no longer, having to dice around the edges. They're just calling him a socialist straight up, as he was. All right, another one of these socialists. John Stuart Mill, utilitarianism, libertarianism, socialists to the core. In the root, there is them. Track it back. Do it for yourself. He regarded the problem of the future to be, quote, how to unite the greatest individual liberty of action with a common ownership in the raw material of the globe and an equal participation of all in the benefits of the combined labor. Potent, pregnant phrase here, quotation. And we're going to find plenty of quotable quotations as we move forward in this understanding of who is John Stuart Mill. Who are the philosophical radicals? What influence have they had in shaping law, legislation, public opinion, cross currents of public opinion, these past 150 years. His moral and political theories are set forth in his utilitarianism, liberty, and subjection of women. He always remained a utilitarian in the sense that he believed that, quote, those actions right which promote the greatest happiness of the greatest number. The greatest happiness of the greatest number. And I'll just simply repeat it again as I open the broadcast every morning. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. If we don't understand the philosophical radicalism and the philosophical underpinnings of the New World Order, then we're lost from the get-go. For over a year now, almost coming, well, if this... this month I'll begin my third year on broadcasting. But in these past two full years, not once has the telephone line ever come on, one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy, and someone wanting to talk about the pursuit of happiness or philosophical radicalism, even though I mention it intentionally at the beginning of each broadcast. Why is that? Because most people have no clue as to how it was that in our Declaration of Independence that Mr. Mason, James Mason, was it? I think he was principal there. And Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, how is it that they obfuscated John Locke's Life, Liberty, and Property and instead wrote Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness? We'll be right back.
The
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word Oracle into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, as we slide into the last segment of today's broadcast, we're still working through this article coming nearer and nearer to the end, but it's well worth taking our time in here because this author actually has looked into John Stuart Mill well enough to actually write a quality article. I'm really pleased to have found it. But again, what are we talking about when we start talking about the pursuit of happiness? What are we talking about when we talk about the greatest good of the greatest number? Here, right out of the article again, I'll just give it to you one more time, that he, that would be John Stuart Mill, always remained a utilitarian in the sense that he believed, quote, those actions right which promote the greatest happiness of the greatest number. Further, he attempted to prove this by the individualistic doctrine that since each one desires his own happiness, the general happiness must be a good, not noticing the possible conflict between such happiness-seeking in individuals, which would make a sum impossible. And it's very important to understand that. It's not an easy concept. Fortunately and blessed for all of us, we have unlimited free access to our archives. And so if you are listening out there in the terrestrial radio land, and that went over your head, or if you're on the internet listening this morning and that went over your head, you can certainly go to oraclebroadcasting.com, and on that page, look at the show archives, click on show archives, open that up, and about the third down from the top, you'll see Become Vocal Local. Click on that, and you can listen to these broadcasts over and over again, fast-forwarding just to that particular section that you wanted to maybe transcribe or consider again yourself until you get it. And some of this stuff has made, well, this whole idea of the pursuit of happiness and the happiness principle, I've spent months and months and months studying and cross-referencing and going back through my own library, my own personal library, and finding more material on it, and then going out to, like, Liberty Fund books, for instance, and acquiring more information so that I can better understand the happiness principle. You know, be happy, don't worry, right? Let's understand this happiness principle. And I'm still not, I'm confident, but I'm not positive of how those words, the pursuit of happiness, found their way into the Declaration of Independence. And if the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and the Northwest Ordinance and the Constitution are the organic documents of our foundation, then it would behoove us to understand these if we hope to understand what form of government was given when Benjamin Franklin replied, a republic if you can keep it. If you can keep it. That's the operative, if you can keep it. But elsewhere, he, that would be again James Mill, breaks away decisively from Bentham's doctrine that happiness means only pleasure of varying intensity. Where did Bentham get this idea of pleasure of varying intensity? I say that you've got to go back to Francis Hutcheson to really understand what is the happiness principle, another one of these Scottish philosophers. Higher pleasure, a sense of dignity, will not be exchanged for any amount of the lower by the expert judge, they say. It is better to be Socrates dissatisfied than a pig satisfied. And contentment is going to play a very big role, and has played a very big role, in shaping not only government, but in all things around us. How many times have I stated that America, the people around the world, have a love affair with their balls, with their basketballs, and their soccer balls, and their baseballs, and their wiffle balls, and their tennis balls, and their, you know, their golf balls, and their billiard balls, and their volleyballs, and their beach balls, and all their balls. It's contentment. Contentment. And a very content people are passive people, and they're easily ruled, even by the most despotic of governments. We have to be careful when you exchange your liberty for a ball or a love affair with your balls. This is evidently abandoning pleasure pure and simple as a standard and setting up instead standard for pleasure, namely the character of the man who judges in the liberty, in his liberty. He states that the utility, which is the ultimate appeal, must be utility in the largest sense, grounded on the permanent interest of man as a progressive being. Progressive being. You notice in the list of things here, he didn't list Charles Darwin. They're talking progress, growth, and change. The intellectual community doesn't put much stock in Charles Darwin. That's for the ignorant and the unlearned. That's for the initiate. Evolution sounds good in the press. It looks good in the on the rotogravure. It sounds really good in third and fourth grade. But evolution, no. But progress, yes, yes. And then the progressives, Teddy Roosevelt. You know, the Bull Moose Party. Not long after these writings, the motives on which the rules. Oh, excuse me. He relies are not the external sanctions of Bentham, nor yet the association of private with public happiness, which James Mill had regarded as the structure of conscience. So now again, now we're looking at the difference between public and private happiness. And who is the public sector and who is the private sector? That's easily misunderstood. We are the private sector. Government is the public sector. So when they're talking about, you know, the public and the public servant, You've got to understand that today, ever since the reinvention of government by Al Gore, you are considered a customer of government. The private sector is in partnership now with the public sector, but you are considered a customer of government, and they are no longer your quote-unquote public servants. These suddenly appeared to him artificial, partly under the influence of Auguste Comte. He came to hold rather that consciousness, conscientious regard for others is supported by natural social instincts. Now, in all of this, we're going to start to come into an understanding of what is altruism. What is altruism? That's another word that Auguste Comte coined, and it was carried over by John Stuart Mill. But what is altruism? Altruism is living for others. Living for others. Now listen to this definition of sustainable development, and here the altruistic and humanitarian also an Auguste Comte philosophy, but listen to the altruistic nature of this definition of sustainable development, this out of the Brundtland Report in regards to sustainable development. They say, quote, development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs, close quote. Altruism, living for others. We live in the 21st century, not for the people of the 21st century, but we're living for others. We're living for the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th century, as if man in his own maniacal advance with the Space Wars program might be imagined to succeed to live to 200 or 300 years from now. I don't know whether that's going to be possible unless we rein this system in. There's always the Samson option, the Israelis, you know. Never again. They'll pull the plug on the entire planet before they'll ever allow that little illegitimate box of rocks on the edge of the Dead Sea to be unwound. They will go forward or we all perish. That's how sincere they are. Continuing, he says, his own good is not a sufficient warrant. The positive reason for this is the great value of individuality in human welfare. The principle requires not only liberty from the legal restraint, but from the coercion of public opinion. Liberty from legal restraint, but from the coercion of public opinion. It comprises first liberty of thought and discussion in order that truth may be reached. Secondly, liberty of tastes and pursuits. Thirdly, freedom to unite for purpose not involving harm to others. In the subjection of women, he argues for the complete legal equality of women and men, not only to remove injustice, but because the only school of genuine moral sentiment is society between equals. Between equals. Well, there's a lot more to come, folks. We're just getting started. John Stuart Mill is going to be on the table for the whole week. Your calls are always welcome. We'll see you the next time, and thanks for listening. Good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.